See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Oh, welcome yeah. back.
All right, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, April 15th, 2021. April 15th is one of those days that lives in infamy. Apparently, bad guys like it for certain reasons, and so they like to do certain bad guy things on days like this and celebrate it, you know, memorialize it. You know, when we look at what's going on and we take a critical examination of these things, we find that despite the gaslighting, and it's an interesting thing. Again, most people don't understand how the psychological manipulation works. For example, as many folks have noted, Bernays in particular, Walter Lippmann, Gregory Bateson, a lot of these folks, Bertrand Russell, as many folks have noted, when it comes to the subject of mass psychology, like Marshall McLuhan said, sometimes the medium is the message. And so with regard to television or radio, for instance, just because you're sitting in a room by yourself does not mean that when you're watching the television or listening to the radio that mass psychology is not in full effect. It is, because of the medium and the way that it is processed by our brains, apparently. Still, the effect of mass psychology is the same. In other words, our brains interpolate the information coming across these media in a prejudiced sort of way, much the same that we would think of that information if we were sitting in a crowded room with 1,000 other people or 10,000 or 100,000. We might as well, you know, 327 million people might as well all be sitting in the same room, because that apparently, according to the sociologists who have studied this kind of stuff, is how our brains all interpret this information in a very prejudiced sort of fashion. Basically, your brain says, well, you know, since it's coming across this medium, then we all believe this. It's on there, and therefore, it's kind of how that works generally. And that's something that is weaponized and preyed upon by the unscrupulous Bernaysian contingent. So when we start to take a critical view of these things and realize the controversies that arise and the contradictions, I mean, again, it's not difficult to, I mean, you don't have to look far to see the contradictions in the messaging from, the Biden administration, Joe Biden, for example, Dianne Feinstein, whatever, and our history. And, the Second Amendment in particular, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Is national security important? Well, then, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. By the way, who's seen a well-regulated militia lately? Anybody seen one? Where is the militias, Bearcats, and MRAPs, and so on and so forth? No, people are not supposed to defend themselves. Where is the militias, DOD 1033 program? Hey, local militia, we just want to give you some military hardware. We know a lot of you guys are former this, former that, so you guys know how to use this stuff. Instead, we get, decorated Army sniper wants to buy a shotgun. What? What is this guy, crazy? He must be crazy. He wants to buy a firearm. How do we know that you are educated and trained in the proper use of a firearm, sir? Just because you're a decorated sniper doesn't mean you know how to operate a shotgun. So, you don't have to look far to see the contradictions in messaging. And then from there, when you start to investigate the backgrounds of the people with the messages that are contradictory to our history and heritage and so on, and really common sense, because again, for better or worse, I think Robert Heinlein was right. An armed society is a polite society. And again, John Lott's research seems to bear that out. Drawing from the federal government's own statistics, the FBI crime data statistics in particular, more guns, less crime, understanding crime and gun control laws. Third edition, 2010. On its initial publication in 1998, John R. Lott's More Guns, Less Crime drew both lavish praise and heated criticism. More than a decade later, it continues to play a key role in ongoing arguments over gun control laws. Despite all the attacks by gun control advocates, no one has ever been able to refute Lott's simple, startling conclusion that more guns means less crime. And he's one of these people like Dr. Stephanie Seneff, for example, who didn't have a dog in the fight. A friend, the way the story goes with Stephanie Seneff, a friend asked, hey, I keep hearing this thing about a correlation between vaccines and autism. And I'm curious, as a mother, is there any validity to this? And I know that you're someone who knows how to look at these kinds of things. What say you? And again, the way the story goes, Stephanie Seneff's answer was something along the lines of, I don't know. I never looked into it. I'll check it out. She was prodded, basically, I think, is kind of the way the story goes. And eventually, she started looking, which led to more looking, which led to more looking in the fashion that I'm talking about, where she had a critical eye and she was able to look at things in an educated sort of way. And didn't try to put anything on what she was looking at, just tried to look at the information very objectively and make sure that it was good data that she was looking at and so forth, uniquely qualified to do this kind of research. And the next thing you know, 2 years, 3 years later, after much research, she says, wow, it seems like there's something here. And also, it seems like things like glyphosate and vaccines work together, and their ingredients, vaccines, seem to work together in a very insidious sort of fashion. The glyphosate reducing the body's defense mechanisms and sort of reversing the way the body works, taking in nutrients and expelling pollutants or whatever. It sort of reverses that process. In comes vaccines to do some very hardcore catalyzed damage. So, you know, she didn't have a dog in the fight. And the next thing you know, she says, wow, there's a lot going on here. She's published all kinds of research, done all kinds of talks and videos and things. John Lott, same kind of thing. You know, as I understand it, before the book, he was kind of doing the same thing. Well, you know, what is going on? Because that was, you know, back in the 90s, that was when we were hearing all this crazy stuff. Speaking of Manet Napolitano. And we got fun episodes like Waco and Ruby Ridge and, you know, Oklahoma City and all kinds of fun stuff. And we'd been hearing already for a while about, you know, somebody might climb up on a McDonald's and try to shoot somebody. We need to. Or, you know, remember the McDonald's thing and going postal was an expression that arose out of the gun control initiative, the hardcore gun control era initiative. So, you know, John Lott, same thing. What's going on? What is this really true? And so he does his research, and guess what? As the book description on Amazon even reads, no one has ever been able to refute Lott's simple, startling conclusion that more guns mean less crime. Relying on the most rigorously comprehensive data analysis ever conducted on crime statistics and right to carry laws, the book directly challenges common perceptions about the relationship of guns, crime, and violence. For this third edition, Lott draws on an additional 10 years of data, including provocative analysis of the effects of gun bans in Chicago and Washington, D.C., which he has also talked about, including on this network, that brings the book fully up to date and further bolsters its central contention that, you know, more guns equals less crime. And so you have to wonder, and then you start looking into the background of these folks, and you find out, gosh, they, you know, Joe Biden, love him or hate him, is an unscrupulous guy. He always has been. He's always been an opportunist. He's not his own man. Never has been. He told us from the very beginning, as a 20-something senator, you know, he's the token guy, like he said. And he had to prostitute himself to become a 20-something senator. He's the guy, you know, if only I could go to these folks. And, you know, I tried to do that. It didn't work. So I went to these other folks because they had money. But you know what? The money they gave me, there were strings attached. They said, you know, we want favors. Godfather, you know, someday, and that day may never come. Yeah, right. Don't you believe it? So you look at these things and you start to look, and, you know, even beyond this surface level stuff, you start to dig into the strategy of tension and the Gladio archetype. Weapons caches stashed to do, you know, to create these episodes, strategy of tension episodes. Whenever you need a boogeyman to pop out of the woodwork and scare people and cow them into submission, well, enter the Gladio archetype and another strategy of tension episode brought to you by those who would seek to disarm you and control you. So I don't think it takes much to see through this stuff. And similarly, you know, we have this clip from the Joy Reid interview, and just this insane, you know, it doesn't make sense, first of all, the crazy things that are being said. And second of all, it correlates directly to what guys like Israel Cohen wrote more than 100 years ago. And you have to scratch your head and say, gosh, is that just the most remarkable coincidence that I've ever seen? Or is there maybe something more going on here? It's kind of like, you know, seeing twins that allegedly have never met. These people are identical twins. Wow, you guys are clearly identical twins. You've never met? No, it's just an amazing coincidence. They're probably not related. So when someone says something that doesn't seem to make any sense, doesn't seem to be rooted in any sort of logic or facts, but it correlates directly to something that someone else wrote 100 years ago that was quoted in the Congressional Record more than 60 years ago, that seems like an astonishing coincidence to me. Probably begs closer examination. I don't know. And what is going on? And, you know, then you start digging into that and you see certain folks are conscripted to an effort in precisely the fashion Israel Cohen wrote about, and they seem to get that figured out, and they go, you know what? I'm tired of being your tool. I'm tired of being your, you know, whatever, your mouthpiece. I'm done with this. And then suddenly they are assassinated and their legacy besmirched. No, no, that person was a communist, subversive, blah, blah, blah. A philandering communist subversive. Well, maybe at a time, but it's funny, the point that he was assassinated, point at which he was assassinated, was not the point at which those things were an issue. Those things were an issue when his cult of personality was at its zenith. And then, you know, as is often the case, he sort of came to the end of himself and went, you know, I don't know, like Solomon in Ecclesiastes, perhaps. What's the point of all of this? You know, it's all vanity and striving after the wind. So what am I really here to do? What am I really purposed to do? You know what? I don't like what's going on here. And then all of a sudden, they become a problem. Funny how that works. Anyway, let's go to the phone. Susan in Ohio, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to just come in. This is good. First, just to introduce it, that we know God is good and great. And I want to bring up the experiment that we've had for the last, 200 years. Are you familiar with Article 6, Section 3 of the Constitution, where you no longer have to swear on the Bible, the virtues of the Bible? That I've heard a lot of things said about that it was, well, it was intended for a Christian nation, perhaps, okay, with virtue, perhaps. But when you read that, Hamilton was questioned about that and said that this leaves a loophole for, Islamic beliefs or those that deny Christ, that persecuted Christians and went after Christians, to come into the fold, so to speak. And his response was, well, that's true, but highly unlikely. My question would be, then why would we have ever put anything like that in the Constitution? But I think we really have the answer to that. Really, the best multitude of counselors is so much like, it was so good. I don't call because I'd rather listen. It's always good when you have a man, Chris, that provokes you to go study the scriptures, and I believe you do that. Without apology to bring up the scriptures, this is awesome. We need this today so much. I know I do.
Yeah.
I do for sure.
Well,
there's places in the Bible. The dragon goes after the woman that has the testimony of the Son of the Living God.
And we're headed into a break. Susan, if you'll hang around, we'll talk more when we come back. Stick around, folks.
Okay.
Time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. We're on the phones. We have Susan in Ohio on the line. And Susan, you're talking about the controversy about, you mentioned Article 6 of the Constitution and the way the controversy has been, I guess, fomented lately is the controversy sort of centers around the words, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. And so swearing in, being sworn in using a Bible, these kinds of things, or, you know, folks like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar using a Quran. This has been kind of at the center of the controversy that you're talking about, right?
Yes, it is. I'm not sure that it's really meant that much, or people were in the past decades really even thought about what the volumes of the scriptures really were meant to be for a regulated society and families and in the institutions. There are institutions now, the churches. They're more like government institutions rather than those called to preach the word. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that when we look at this, that was a loophole. It is an experiment, and it gave way for all of these things we're talking about. You bring up so many good points. I wanted to call in almost every day, but I'd rather listen. But anyway, you brought up so many good points. One being, we talk about the institutions we have today, and you brought up insurance. And I think about families. It's so important if we indeed call ourselves a Christian, because if someone asks me if I'm a Christian, I will often, I'll smile and I'll just say, well, it depends on what you mean when you say, are you a Christian?
Yeah.
And it'll either open the door or won't open the door to talk and have a little bit of good fellowship, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, and you always hope that it opens the door, because, mm-hmm. But at any rate, throughout the scriptures, real often there's a thread in there that talks about our might is not right, because mm-hmm. if God is with us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
So what we claim is got to be very important according to our actions here, and we've been in so many generations of things kind of being upside down already.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance, this is an example. Here's Dad. Dad works hard. He's climbing the corporate ladder. Mom probably has to work, and maybe you have four children. And your older boy now, he's ready to, he wants to drive now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we're okay. We've got great insurance, you know, so he can have the keys and go out. Well, in the scriptures, it talks about families being accountable for their children's behavior, and they're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
They're responsible.
Yeah.
So let's just say we lived in a society today that the parents had to be responsible for what that child did or what happened when he was out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to pay the reparations.
And it had to come out of someone's pocket, not the insurance policy. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, then you would think about, you would make sure that your son was responsible.
You sure would.
You know, you'd be ruling over your household in a different mm-hmm. way. You'd be spending more time ruling your household according to being responsible.
Junior probably wouldn't need to go to a driver's ed class. Junior could probably teach one when Dad was finished with him.
Yeah, and not just a driver's ed class.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, why do you take the keys to go run around and have a bunch jump in the car and go, you know, it should be for responsible things.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, and then it in the scriptures, you're fully a man when you're 20. But up until that time, the family, of course, families are all over the place now. So that's a heartbreaker, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, but anyway, the insurance, this is true with so many things. You talked about home insurance and mm-hmm. how this kind of thing. And now we're talking about, you brought up today about the visual and how the visual, let's get into media. I remember back when my first child, and she was born in 68.
We're headed into a break. Can we continue that when we come back, Susan?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Are open, obviously. Susan in Ohio. So visuals, your oldest child, born in 1968, yes. I think you said.
I remember she was 2 years old. And of course, you know, the exciting thing when you're a young couple, you may have gotten a stereo and you have a nice TV, right? And I remember the mothers in my peer group that had young children loved Sesame Street. And I remember when I turned that on, my little two-year-old sitting there didn't move through the whole thing. You know, would just be mesmerized. And that becomes almost like a babysitter. And I remember thinking, I was talking with one of the mothers. I said, you know, I don't think I like it.
Yeah.
I said, when the child goes to school or be instructed, how is a teacher going to follow that act? Yeah. With all the letters and colors jumping out on the screen, mm-hmm. all this animation and excitement. Instruction is sitting to concentrate and to read and to be able to absorb the information. And this was being done with all this excitement. How do you follow an act like that in a classroom? Mm-hmm. Children. And yeah. and I remember not liking that at the time. Oh, boy. Meantime, I still have a rug over my head, like so many of us have. But I think about, let's roll back just a little bit. I think about this. Here we are. We are, this is why I believe that so we're more accountable than most in this wise. Because we have been called the Christian nation, and it makes me almost weep today. I'll weep over this. In 60, we talk about the assassination of Kennedy and all of that. And yes, that all these things were terrible. But in 62, they took the Lord's Prayer out of school, out of the lips of babes. Well, believe me, the enemy knows how powerful the Lord's Prayer is coming out of the lips of babes.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how or how this thing came out, you think about men in suits, Congress at the table, that would actually even be debatable. And then we know the things that followed.
Mm-hmm.
Things that followed, you know, like abortion and
Roe v. Wade, 1973, yep.
Yes. So, I mean, this is sort of making way. You know, we've got to get that out of the way. There's power behind that. The enemy knows. The enemy knows this. They're more cunning than we are. The Bible even tells us that.
Mm-hmm.
David in the Psalms says that. But he says, thy law makes me wiser than mine enemies. So our best multitude of counselors are the exhortations from those that walked with Christ and Paul, the Apostle Paul. These are great exhortations. When he talks to Timothy to continue in the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't say continue in my letters. He's exhorting him to continue in the scriptures. And it's just like you bring up more than once, I've heard you, you know, the conclusion of the matter is to obey the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
We are who we are if we are who we think we are. And then we examine ourselves and maybe we want to be what we haven't been. Because we want to be the sons of the living God.
Yeah.
And so this has been so, I've been delighted in the program. Thank you. I just wanted to share those few things to remember that God is with us. We read the blessings and the curses. And it's if you, I will. And if you don't, this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
And in the Bible, it talks about the plagues and the curses. And I just wanted to point this out because I've been chronically ill for years. And that's okay because I'm grateful to see these things. But I want to say this about that. In the Bible, it says you'll not only have the diseases in Egypt, the things that aren't even written in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the things we have, you know, from mm-hmm. diabetes to all these different lymphomas and cancers. So it's time. I wanted to say one last thing. Every once in a while, I'll hear somebody that I like. I'll hear them say, "You're of no earthly. You're so heavenly bounded. You're no earthly good. You're not going to find me on my knees."
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine and good. There's a time when we're not on our knees. But I would encourage those of us out there that are Christians. We need to really hit our knees and pray and call on our God.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Matthew. I don't call in often because I'd rather listen.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call, Susan.
Uh-huh.
Much appreciated. Yeah, these days, yeah, if we are looking around and taking an objective view of history, I think that, you know, that phrase, where would we find the heavenly minded? We probably need a few more of those folks. And Yeah, it's interesting. You know, this is how it works, you know. I think Jefferson's idea of public education sounded meritorious. I think Horace Mann conscripted the idea. And once you have control of a thing, you know, that's how you do it. You start by offering what everybody wants. You say, you know what, we'll take charge of that. We'll put this thing in the hands of, you know, the few, public school administration kind of thing. And even have benevolent philanthropic interests seemingly trying to honor the will of the people. And then before you know it, that Supreme Court decision that Susan was talking about back in June of 1963, where the Supreme Court made it illegal to recite the Lord's Prayer in school or Bibles to be read, which is a strange thing. Why can't you, you know, I mean, there's a difference. Conflating things and saying it's compulsory is one thing, but allowing it and then, you know, in contrast to that, outlawing it, that's something entirely different. So it is interesting, and it does go back, you know, when you sort of come full circle on this stuff, which is why I mentioned the book of Ecclesiastes and Lamentations in particular. You sort of come full circle on this stuff, and, you know, as Susan said, you know, you just basically come back to reading these rules of the road that God provides, you know, if you will, if you, I will. If you don't, these are the things that are going to happen that you can expect. And so, you know, you come full circle and you say, well, you might as well, he holds all time in his hands. Literally, he has all the time in the world on his hands. And he's the author of history and all of these things. Why not just take him at his word and try it and see how it works? Maybe it's not true, but you know what? Try it. There are some things he says, test me in these things, because it's for our benefit. Don't test him generally, but there are a few things. And so it's interesting. You know, you do your own investigation, come at it from somewhere else, and then you end up in the same place anyway, which is, I think, kind of where this broadcast is these days. So back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning,
sir. Susan, and if I could be so bold to use the word honey, Susan, you made my day. Please call in to Chris's show more often. But more importantly, Susan, call in to other hosts. You will probably quite often get shunned or short time. Now, I can name others that call in to your show, Chris. And I can't remember offhand. I've got them written down to make mention of them. But I'm going to try to keep my calls 10 minutes or less. Okay. You and John in Tennessee, which I respect and have a great deal of fondness for, we may have a little bit of differences. But here's the thing. We're in the same book, the same rules, which is the Ten Commandments. And we can reason together because we are from the same instruction book and the law, which is the commandments of God, Ten Commandments. But not other people are into the Bible. In other words, They have a form of godliness, but they do not have the power thereof. And it's mainly through ignorance or neglect to study the Word, the Bible. It can be easy to call yourself a Christian, but to be a Christian, only through following and trusting in the Holy Spirit, God, Christ, the Creator. And you can't even repent without the help of the Holy Spirit. So that means that you have to put an effort on your part. Now, there's things that God and Christ, the Creator, can do for us, but there's things that we can do ourselves and should. And that's like our food intake and drinking alcohol and smoking, which is detrimental to our health. God has taken this away from men and women, drinking in an instant one time. Well, I don't hardly ever drink at all, but there's one thing that I'm still holding on to. And my God, I need a lot of help. I fall every day of my life. Now, why I'm asking Susan to call into other host is this reason. You've mentioned, Chris, quite often, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. I've been saying it for 2-3 years. Now, there are hosts, a few. This is harsh, I know. On RBN, that are white supremacists and racists. And there are hosts that are just ignorant. And so, being Christians, we have to take the words of the four corners of the earth. And that means that you witness to your family, your loved ones, the town you live in, and to the world. And you're going to get rebuffed and turned down, and even hatred. But try not to carry hatred in your heart. Pray for your enemies. Now, I've asked this question, and it's a rhetorical. I don't require an answer. Most Christians that have a form of godliness, but not the power thereof, do not have any idea who the first beast of Revelation is, which is the Roman papacy, or the second beast, which makes an image unto the first beast and gives its power to the first beast, which is the United States. People don't like that. But if you don't know who the beasts are, how in the heck would you know if you're following or not? Now, I know these are harsh statements, but Chris, you know how fond I am of you and how high regard I hold you, and John in Tennessee, and Susan, and Pat in Texas, and others. But if I had a choice of only one internet connection, website, it would be AmazingDiscoveries.org. If it was between Chris Hinckley Show and Amazing Discoveries, I would take AmazingDiscoveries.org. Please, 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 listeners, check it out. Check out the doctrine. It's straight from the Bible. They cover education. And as Susan mentioned, the Sesame Show and how our kids are being shaped from 2 and 3 years old. Okay, I have talked enough. God bless you, Chris, which he has. John in Tennessee. Susan. Pat in Texas. Thank you, and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. Yeah, circling back around to what Susan was saying, you know, and I say sometimes, speaking of the commandments, you know, if you, God says, I will. Leviticus 26 is one of those places, the laws concerning obedience. Speaking of obedience, I've talked about that quite a bit lately. It's an interesting thing, you know, disobedience and lawlessness produces something, and there are some of those things that are mentioned in Leviticus 26, and it's kind of rules for the road. Final segment coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Television signal.
If national security is important, if you have not recently, if this thing we call national security, if it's important, I encourage folks to examine Leviticus 26 and see if it sounds like good medicine, basically, for America. And on that note, are we doing that? Are we following these guidelines? Probably not, generally speaking. Back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, I got interested when you were talking about the militia. Mm-hmm. I had the same feeling you did, but for different reasons. But I want to say, I just wanted to answer Suzanne. Dave Barton, Wall Builders here in Texas, said that if religion meant anything besides a denomination, they wouldn't have signed it. If it mm-hmm. meant Satanism or, I know what she's talking about Kamala Harris taking her putting a purse on top of the Bible and her hand on top of the purse.
Yeah.
Before she would, I think they know they have to account. They can't particularly lie to God either. They're just rebels, you know what
no.
I mean? And Obama,
yeah.
Remember, he wouldn't
makes,
hand on.
Yeah, it makes a mockery of us. There is also, though, you know, there are passages about not swearing oaths, obviously Matthew 5:34, James 5:12, speaking of Leviticus 19:12, and so on and so on. Yeah. These are things that I think we have to reconcile ourselves. I think there's a thing that, you know, we might call Christian liberty that comes into view at some point. And if we get too caught up in, a legalistic view of things, then we also swing over to that side, and you know there has to be the balance somewhere that really doesn't have anything to do with us per se, and that's somewhere in between licentiousness and legalism. So
I've turned down a job one time. I think it was something in the court because I wasn't going to have anything to do with making people put their hand on the Bible.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. But still, look up what Dave Barton said, because if you want proof of it, that if religion meant anything besides denomination, we had Maryland, Pennsylvania was, Dutch. See, each person settled with their own religion. And I believe him, and that's something people should look into and not let these Satanists and Muslims and everybody put their hand on their Koran or their... They don't belong here. You're right. According to the Act, if we got a Supreme Court that will try to understand the original meaning of the Constitution, we'll be doing good. Unless he goes in and packs the court with a bunch of other, Satanists or whatever.
Well, we're
okay.
out of time.
I appreciate everybody. Okay.
Appreciate the
Tell
call.
Fred, I appreciate the
Thank right
you.
On.
Bye.
Rhonda, sorry we missed you folks. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.